Aquarius, I've been asked so many times to give my astrological views about what it means coming into this Aquarian age. Are we in it? Are we approaching it? What's happening? Well, I don't think anybody can give a definitive answer as to whether we're in it, approaching it, halfway through it, whatever. I don't think that that's the issue here. I think what's the issue is, what can we all recognise that is Aquarian? Well, I guess the first thing to notice about Aquarius is that it's an air sign. And air needs freedom around it. It can't be pinned in, it can't be tied down. Earth signs, they're very tangible, so they want to be down to earth, making things, constructing things, making money, doing anything that's very tangible. The air signs need to communicate. This is about communication. And look what we have in the world now. Mass communications in a way that we could never have dreamed of before. And we have the internet, but this is growing. The speed of communications around the world is making our world almost a tiny planet in itself. And this is going to grow. And this would be the Aquarian Age. The advent of the Aquarian Age has been our desire to become one global community. Aquarius is about linking up people, linking up communities, not necessarily in a very close way. So just as the computer doesn't make us close, does it? But we can communicate by Skype, by various video conferencing and emails and everything. It's a communication, but it's not a physical touching of one another. It's not a physical meeting. It's not got that kind of depth that one has in the physical, but it's on the mental level where we are meeting people. Of course, it can translate to the physical, but nonetheless, it's so powerful in that it's reaching everybody. Aquarius is very inclusive. It's not exclusive, it's inclusive. Everybody can be in part. But what's important about Aquarius is the freedom. Freedom of the individual. Freedom to be who you are, what you are, without no holds barred. Aquarians are known for their eccentricity. They're known to be odd, to be different. And this is what this Aquarian Age is about. It's about you daring to be different, you daring to be who you are, to find out who you are, to find out what you're about, what makes you tick, and to go beyond what you've been taught, beyond what you've learned, beyond your culture, your upbringing, your background, but to go outside of that thinking, to create new synapses in the brain that take you outside of what is regular, what is the norm. Because it's only by going outside of it that we're going to find cures to cancer, that we're going to find cures to these diseases that beset us, that we're going to find a solution for aging, maybe for living forever or living a whole lot longer. All these solutions lie in this Aquarian age, this Aquarian thinking that takes us outside of what we've done before. And this is what Aquarius is all about. Aquarius as well is about finding your individuality within the group. So you find your individuality because nobody is like you. There's never going to be another one like you. Even if you're a twin, you're still different. And Aquarius is about this individuality. Now, let's bring this onto a personal level into your chart. Because wherever Aquarius falls in your chart, wherever it falls is where you need the greatest freedom, but also where you can make the greatest contribution. Because Aquarius is about making a contribution. It's about making something that is valuable, that can touch people, that can help people. And wherever Aquarius is in your chart, it can often show you where you can be most helpful. So for me, in my chart, Aquarius falls particularly in my eighth house. And the eighth house is very much about other people's resources. And I've been very committed and I'm very passionate about helping other people in whatever way I can. The eighth house would rule astrology, at least some say. So using helping people through the astrology, but also finance. I have a passion about finance and helping people protect their finances to gain a new perspective on finance. I've written a book about finance, How to Protect Yourself. As well, I've been recommending gold for these last years, and again, it's been going up and up because I want to help people on a broader level, and that's where my Aquarian spirit really flies and shines. So where you have Aquarius in your chart is where you're tuning into the Aquarian age. You're tuning into the passion, the uniqueness of you, and connecting it with others. And this is the excitement of the age of Aquarius. We're going to see, and Aquarius is about looking to the future. It's looking beyond. Cancer, for example, would be looking past, looking backwards. Virgo, for example, would be looking in the here and now and paying attention to all the details and the nitty-gritty. But Aquarius needs to go beyond to the future. Sagittarius goes beyond as well, but Aquarius particularly is about breaking the boundaries. Aquarius ruled by Uranus. It's breaking out. It's breaking out of the conservatism. It's breaking out of what we know, because we need to move to the new, even if it's strange, even if it's odd, even if it's utterly going against what the establishment has said. It's only taken a few people here and there in our world that have changed the world. Edison, the light bulb, so many different inventions where somebody has stepped outside. How many hundreds and thousands of years did we believe that the earth was flat? What else do we need to see? This is what Aquarius is about. This is what the Aquarian age is about. This is why it can be so exciting, because we can step out, step outside of our comfort zones, step outside of that which is regular, static. We've got to step outside of it. And this is what we're being called to do. This is why so many systems are falling apart, so many structures are falling apart. Astrologically, it's about this Aquarian age, the Uranus ruled by Aquarius, opposite Saturn, and it's breaking out. We have to break out. We have to find new ways, because what we're doing in so many areas isn't working anymore. And we've got to find new ways to handle our economic crisis, to handle what's happening with our climate crisis around the world, to handle what's happening with us individually and globally. And this is what we're moving towards with this Aquarian age. It's an exciting age, and it's even more exciting if you will go outside your comfort zone, outside the box, in every area of your life. So if it's not conventional, relationships that might not be conventional, these would be Aquarian relationships. Ways of making your money in different ways. I can't tell you the numbers of people who've said to me, oh, you'll never make money being an astrologer. That's a crazy thing as a profession. But hey, you know, you can make money in whatever your passion is, in whatever you're excited about. But it's important to keep being creative, to keep going out of boundaries. We are going to travel to new planets. We are going to find new ways of transportation and travel and energy. We are going to find new ways of doing things. And this is what the Aquarian age is about. So I hope that's given you some insights, and enjoy your Aquarian part of you in your chart. Explore it, investigate it, find out where it is. If you don't know where it is, get an astrologer to find out where it is and explain it to you and show you what the opportunities and the possibilities are and the new directions that you can take in your life.